Lynn Parsons, podcast show number 17, the 2nd of December, 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Evening then. I know, I'm sniffing a little. Down the chalet at the bottom of the garden. Now, we've got the heating on and it's all rather warm and lovely. I am the only one in the house with the most dreadful cold. And it's nothing to do with that bird's feathers. Although I wouldn't mind betting that he's given me a cold. Yeah, yeah, you can just be quiet for a second, please. I don't know what kind of week you've had. I mean, up and down temperature-wise. Maybe you've had snow where you are. Been very lucky in Surrey. Hasn't quite reached us yet. Haven't used the Wellington boots, but definitely the hot water bottles. Hey, we all had to sleep in the living room last night in our house. I won't go into great detail, but it was something to do with the fact that if you have an alarm and each room is alarmed, every time we went in and the little red eye caught sight of us in my bedroom, the alarm went off. So everyone slept in the living room. Many other things to tell you about. Tintin's in the house. Sports Boy is in the house, if you were wondering where he was. To get us started musically, though, from New York, it's Candy Butcher's Give Me a Second Chance for Christmas. Yeah, we're already there. We're into December. Only, what, 23 days to go? That means he approves. Delamitri with Bells On, eh? Give Me a Second Chance for Christmas. They are the Candy Butchers, and that great lead vocal comes from a guy called Mike Viola. They make their music in New York, and we love them. More music is still to come on the show, and just a kind of look at some of the emails that have come in this week. Thank you so much if you took the trouble to contact us. The email address is Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. Hayley says, where's Sports Boy? Well, he's back tonight, Hayley. I did mention that earlier, but you didn't know when you sent your email. John Vader in Ipswich, thank you so much for your kind words. And Reese in Cardiff. He's been out, actually, nothing to do with the television industry, has been out watching some of the new series of Doctor Who being made with the new Doctor Who. Mm. Reese, you must tell us more. And Jerome from Paris. Well, all I can say to you, Jerome, is ooh la la. Merci beaucoup for your lovely email. And as I say, if you want to email us, it's lynn at lynnparsons.net. Oh, actually, we had another one, because I said compliments, complaints, we can take the lot. One here that's from Andy, who claims he's from the White House somewhere in Wisconsin in USA. You wanted some feedback on the show, Parsons, so here you are. What I like least? Pinky calls. Bring back Peeping Tom the window cleaner. Do you know, Andy, we always listen to what you say. And so, from this moment on, we will restrain from using Pinky. Now, Pinky is just chucked. Yeah, you did it. You said you wanted it, and I'm a hard woman. Peeping Tom is definitely coming back, peeping through windows for the panto, so you can look forward to that. This week, I thought I'd just share with you, I went to the cinema. I wanted to go and see Libertine with lovely Johnny Depp, because I've got a bit of an eye for Johnny Depp, but couldn't get in because that was sold out. So I went to see Judi Dench, Bob Hoskins, and the, of course, debut of Will Young in Mrs. Henderson Presents, and you may have seen lots of trails for it and things. I haven't seen a bad review, so it's just as well I'm not a reviewer, isn't it? I mean, it was okay, it was all right. I could have quite frankly done with half an hour less of it. But I did think, as a new thing, a new young thing, that Will Young did incredibly well. So if you're that way inclined, you know, go and see him if you fancy a bit of Will Young. I've heard they're going to remake The Prisoner, the television series. I know it was very big over here and made over here at a place called Port Merion in Wales, which is extraordinary. You can go for holidays there and things. I think it was big in the States as well. You'll have to let us know about that. I didn't see it, but I do know about Port Merion and have often wanted to go there for a holiday. But Tintin informs me they're going to pick a new venue to make it. So Port Merion is chugged like Pinky, I suppose. Also went to Hampton Court last week, ghost hunting, if you will. I've got to say, walking around those kitchens, I'm not sure how long. I'm really not sure how long some of those stuffed animals have been there. Bit of a whiff. But did I find any ghosts? No ghosts, but a very, very cold, haunted corridor. And let me tell you, I went with Sports Boy, who was a lot braver than I am, and he'll be on his way very shortly. He'll have news for you on the new Beckham Stadium. But things of a more serious nature to talk about now, and yesterday was World AIDS Day. Now, a friend of this show, Paul Nichols, a couple of weeks back went to Swaziland to visit some orphans who have AIDS, and they're trying to raise some money to build an orphanage. He has more details of that now.
Hello there, my name's Paul Nichols from podcastpaul.com. Thanks very much indeed for taking the time to listen to this. I'd like to talk to you about the Swazi Pod Appeal. It's an appeal for the AIDS orphans in Swaziland. As many of you will know, I recently attended Swaziland and attended the Hawani Farm AIDS Orphanage Project that is doing a fantastic work out there. The stories of the plight of the children are just incredible. Overwhelmingly emotional. But there is a fantastic way forward. The people who are working at the Hawani Farm project are giving their life and soul literally to save the lives of children. And this is where podcasting can make just the most profound difference. It strikes me that the costs of building over in Swaziland are a fraction of the costs over here in the West. Just £7,500 will actually build a children's home that will house 8 to 10 children. Incredibly, that's £750 to save the life of a child in Swaziland. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Well, with the aid of Kenny Little from the fabulous Hollow Horse, it's very possible to make just a very small donation that could make a massive difference. Please visit my site, podcastpaul.com. You'll see there's a donate button there. I'm working on an honour system. For just £2, you can download the fantastic Love One Another by Hollow Horse. It's a superb track, and it's the track that really will kick off this appeal. So visit, please, podcastpaul.com and make your donation. If you'd like to make a larger donation, please send an email to me, paul@podcastpaul.com. Thanks ever such a lot for your time.
There goes Paul Nichols, and we wish him the best of luck with that project.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door, and they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, and this is my sports report. Football. Chelsea maintain their 10-point lead at the top of the Premiership. Frank Lampard came second to Ronaldinho for the European Player of the Year, and is one of the three shortlisted for FIFA World Player of the Year alongside Ronaldinho and Samuel Eto'o, who both play for Barcelona. David Beckham opened his new football academy, which had been constructed next to the Millennium Dome in East London. It features 2 full-sized indoor pitches. Beckham anticipates that up to 10,000 children aged between 8 and 15 will use the academy every year for free of charge on school visits, while a further 5,000 will pay to use the centre during the school holiday coaching courses. Charlton Athletic will also assist, so I might see you there someday. Finally, cricket. The third and final test, England's first innings score was 288 all out. Pakistan were 185 for 4 at the end of the second day. That's it from Sports Boy. Goodbye and speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy. It's over the fence for you before you catch my cold.
Say, I know your I'm trying to grasp where I am. I thought I was getting over you. I'm backing off, I'm holding back, 'cause there's nothing else that you'll let me do. So I'm trying to grasp where I am. I thought I was getting over you, but I guess I'm somewhere else. And I guess that I have felt I was further along than in reality.
That's Note to Self, Already Over. And I really like that song. And I was reading about them earlier on. And, of course, now I've made some notes and I... What am I like? What am I like? I've got the stuff on Jerry Wall, which is still to come. We just know they're good, don't we? That's all we need to know. Oh, do you know, I've got... this cold is just getting me down. I've got such a pain in my head now. It's quite frightening. But I am a little cheered because I managed to get tickets for the Rolling Stones. Yes! All right, I know what you're thinking. How dare she? How dare she say she's got tickets? Well, I didn't get tickets for you too, all right? So that's justified now, isn't it? And I'm not going to go into...
What do you mean you did not get tickets for us too?
Henri, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, we slipped in quietly.
Because we know you have a pain in your head.
I have a pain in my head. Yes. Oh,
but you said you didn't get any tickets for us too.
No, I didn't.
You said you too. Us too. Did you mean it?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't think. Do you know, maybe something will happen. Maybe Mick will pop in down.
Maybe I need to stop.
He's only up the road in Richmond. He might pop in with a couple of tickets.
Oh, la, la. I have cleaned his house.
Have you?
Yes, because...
I was only joking. No,
but Jerry kicked him out of the house.
I know.
He may still own it, but it is Jerry's.
He might ask for payment in kind, Delphine. I'd be careful if I were you. Henri, is that a stethoscope round your neck or...
Well, it is a sort of homemade version.
Is it?
Yes. La la.
What do you mean a homemade version?
Well,
of
because you've been talking about your cod.
Yes.
In your nose.
My cod.
Your cod.
My
in
cod.
Your nose.
I haven't got a fish in my nose.
See, I thought I would pretend to be a doctor, an alternative doctor.
Well, this isn't a game of doctors and nurses, is it?
Oh, la la.
No. I have... excellent remedies for your god in your head.
For the god in my head.
Yes.
Oh, go on then.
Okay. Right. The first one.
Hang
is...
on, before you go on. Thank you. Okay.
Do you want a hanky or are you okay with your sleeve? First one is a drop of apple cider vinegar in a cup. Add a tablespoon of honey. And put some hot water in to test. So that's as much hot water as you wish. Or once a day, every day in winter, will ensure that you would not have got that cold. And if you have got that cold, you will get rid of that cold.
Oh, trivia.
So comforting.
And another one, on the way. Homeopaths, who are strange people, recommended a little aconite.
Aconite.
Yeah, it is where you say goodnight.
Aconite.
Yes. It is important that you don't eat or drink for 10 minutes either side of taking a few sprinkles of this amazing homeopathic remedy.
Okay, making a note.
And last but not least, well, I say last but not least, in terms of homeopathic alternative medicine, this is echinacea.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you take a few drops, put it into your favourite drink, say orange juice.
Blop.
Not alcohol.
No, it does not
How
work.
Does that go? Alcohol. How does it go, Delphine?
Blip, blop.
Yes, that's because she drops the whole bottle into the glass. And you take it about 3 times a day. Okay, so that's the homeopathic. But my favourite... This is my favourite.
This is your favourite.
This is my favourite.
Oh, and he's smiling.
You get some hot water. Mm-hmm. You get some lemon. And then you choose the most wonderful brandy or whiskey. Ooh. And you have a nice hot toddy.
Ooh.
A toddy.
That is what you British call it.
And what do you call it in France?
A nice warm drink.
Ooh-la-la. And I have a remedy for you.
Do you, Delphine?
Yes.
Does it involve more plip-plopping?
No.
Yeah, that is wind.
No, you have to take a goose and a cow.
Yes.
And you crossbreed them and you get a g-moose. And the g-moose is a very special creature. I have seen him in a zoo in Belgium.
Have you?
Yes, and they have the most wonderful... I know it's not very nice to talk about it, but you make a wonderful handbag out of them. Oh, yes.
How is that going to make my cold better?
No, because the skin is a cross between a feather and leather. It is dry clean only, though.
How is that going to help my cold?
Oh, no, it doesn't. But,
Takes your mind off it, I suppose. Thank you.
Pauline,
you are...
Oh, will you just slap her, please?
Oh, are you saying English?
Oh, I don't know. Am I silly? Am I...
No, you have a bogey coming out your nose.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn. It's Pinky Winky. I'm not a happy woman. One word from Andy in Wisconsin, or Wisconsin, wherever that might be. You don't even know him. And I'm dumped. I'm chucked. Well, I've got better things to do with my time. And I won't be calling for a while. But I might come back for Panto if you get down on your knees and beg. Goodbye.
Actually, I should tell you at this point, you think I'm a hard woman, don't you? Because Andy in Wisconsin said, I don't like Pinky, get rid of her. Well, actually, I was just kind of... I was not being as hard as you might think. Pinky did actually ask, strangely, for a few weeks off, which she's going to get. She will come back for Panto and she will be back on the show at some point, but not for a while. I mean, it was all kind of, you know, it's fine. We're still on each other's Christmas card list and stuff. Speaking of which, you know, Christmas coming, everybody's practicing for the Panto. And we haven't seen the Major, but the Major's got flu. He has, Major Incident has flu at the moment. We were thinking of popping Edith in with a few of those remedies, but I can't see. No, Delphine wouldn't like Edith getting together with the Major, would she? Anyway, that's another story. So we've got Panto to look forward to, and we did say we were going to send Naughty Gnome off. Now, he wasn't here last week, and I wondered if he'd gone early to recce things in Santa's Grotto. Are you calling us from Santa's Grotto, Naughty Gnome?
No, Lynn, I'm not.
Well, where are you calling from?
Well, I heard there was a bit of celebrity going on, so I thought I'd bump into a few celebs. So I went along to a nice little hotel a couple of days ago, and I bumped into Sir Elton.
Oh.
It was. There's a local paper in London called the Evening Standard.
Oh, yes.
And they have theatre awards, you see. And apparently a musical that Elton penned won an award, and he was there.
Billy Elliot. He probably wore a little tutu, did he?
No, I know. I've heard he wears one of those little tutus.
No.
But, you can't tell. You can't see the join anywhere. Anyway, but so
did he invite you to his wedding, Naughty Gnome?
Pardon?
Did he invite you to his wedding? Because it's happening soon, isn't it? Is it Christmas Eve?
Oh yes, of course. He's getting married to a David, or is it to a furniture shop? I'm not sure what it is.
No.
But anyway, we just, and there's quite a few nice little celebrities there, and they gave me a few pointers, and I will tell you more about that later on after I've been to the Santa's Grotto. But anyway, then I heard there was a really famous celebrity out in Greenwich.
Yes. Beckham, was it Beckham?
Pardon?
Beckham?
No, Greenwich.
Yes.
I went to Greenwich to go. So I went to the Millennium Dome meeting, and there's all these photographers and everything, and all these little children. So I ran in, and there's this blonde-looking fella. And I thought, now, I've seen you somewhere before, but didn't you used to have no hair? And he was bouncing a ball up and down, and then I realised, I know where you were. You've been in the papers all the day, but I thought you were dead. It was David Beckham.
Was it David Beckham? After all that...
Yes, it was David Beckham, and he's opened an academy for children. And because they're all small little people, I got in, and I was bouncing the ball, and I was dribbling the ball, and then they said, "Oi, you, who are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm a gnome." And they threw me out.
And they probably said, "Haven't you got a gnome to go to?"
Actually, one of these big, burly guys did say that. And well, Well, but that's one of the things, though. But at least I mixed around with a bit of thing. But I'm on the case. I'm on the case for the Christmas celebration.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. Naughty Gnome, I think we're going to have to employ an interpreter, really, because I have trouble understanding. Listen, it's been lovely to talk to you. So Santa's Grotto it is next time. I'll say up your bum,
there.
Naughty Gnome. Bye.
I know.
You just...
Hey, Marie, quick come see. There's our neighbor on TV. What do you think he's holding? Well, he's got an old jacket that last was worn about the time his first child was born. Colored bright and paisley. It's your last chance to paint the sky. Look at how the time goes by. It's your last dance, don't let it pass. The minute's quick, but the long will last. Well, I'm a prairie boy, I feared no fish. My life dangled like a birthday wish. All anticipation. I got myself a job, thought I'd stay about a year. Now they call me the old guy here. I'm thinking about retiring. It's your last chance to paint the sky. Look at how the time goes by. It's your last dance, don't let it pass. The minute's quick, but the long lasts. Last night I thought I saw time bend, but my morning had no time till then. It's just another morning. William Shakespeare, quill and ink. You can download a life's work in a blink, in almost any language. It's your last chance to paint the sky. Look at how the time goes by. It's the last dance, don't let it pass. The minute's quick, but the longing lasts forever. It's your last chance to kiss the sky. Look at how the time goes by. Doesn't give a warning. It's your last dance, don't let it pass. The days go slow, but the years go so fast.
Jerry Wall, a track called Last Chance. Found that on the GarageBand website. And he comes from Ottawa in Canada. And I'm not hot on geography, but I did learn a few capitals in my time. And I got a feeling that Ottawa is the capital of Canada. Of course, now I'm going to get hundreds of emails saying, you ridiculous woman, of course it's not. Give her a slap. So I'm giving myself a slap in advance. Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net, if you'd like to contact us. The website, lynnparsons.net. Some of the music played on the show is from the PodSafe Music Network. You might want to check it out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.